On Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis, we had on Daf Lamed Beis Omed Aleph, just to refresh our memories, we had a machlokes Rab Shimon and Rab Yosi. The machlokes Rab Shimon and Rab Yosi was as follows: if a person was born an anachis isha who was an ashes och. Rab Shimon said in one place, Yischayev als achis isha. In one place, Rab Shimon said, Yischayev als ashes och. And the Gemara explained that Rab Shimon is speaking about two different cases. If she first became an achis isha, first it was nosochai, he married her sister, and then later, his brother married her. So first she became an Aches Isha, then she became an Aches Och. So Rab Shimon held Yechayev al Aches Isha, because Ein Issa Chal al Issa. If first the brother married her, and then he married her sister, so then Rab Shimon held Yechayev al Aches Och, because the first Issa, that was Chal, Yimachuyev, for Yehoiva and that Issa. And Rab Yosi said, Chayiv Shtayim. Rab Yosi said, Yechayiv, Sai Alts Achis Isha, and Sai Alts Eishes Och. And we had a whole sugya, what is Pshat in Rab Yosi? If Rab Yosi holds Issa Chalal Issa, Sai Ba Issa Moisef, and Sai Ba Issa Koilul, or if Rabbi Yosi holds that Ein Issa Chal al Issa, but Lekovrei Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. That was the sugya on Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Aleph, and now the Gemara continues in the sugya. So let us see on Daf Lamed Beis, Omed Beis. Ube Plukte, the Itma, we learned, this is, there's a machlokes in this, what's Pshat, and the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. And as the sugya progresses, we'll see exactly what the machlokes is. The itma we learned as follows. Zor sheshimesh b'shabbos. A zor did avoide in Shabbos. And let us say, just to picture what is happening, let us say, a zor made shchita ishechted, let's say, poroi shal yoyim ha-kippurim, that is only kosher b'koyin godol, it's not kosher b'zor. So there are two, so when he shechts, let's say, poroi shal yoyim ha-kippurim, so there are two, and he did it in Shabbos. So there are two averes here, there's two isurim. There's an Isser of Zoros. Zoros not permitted to do Avoide. There's an Isser of Zoros. And there's an Isser of Chilul Shabbos. Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. Is Rab Chiya Oimer Chayiv Shtayim. So Rab Chiya says, Is Chayiv is over to Isurim. There's an Isser for a Zor to do the Avoide. And there's an Isser Nit Shabbos. So a male is a machalo Shabbos also. Bar Kapora Oimer ain't chayiv elo achas. Bar Kapora said, he's chelek Rab Chiya. He's only chayiv one isa. Now let us just see Rashi before we go further. Rashi is towards the bottom of the Omid. 10 lines from the bottom. Chayiv beis. Beis isuri kochoshe. Doesn't mean he's chayiv to kobonis, though mishum zoris enkan chatos. There's no, one does not bring a zor that does avoid it, does not bring a chatos. Thou's doinoi misa bidei shemayim hu. A zor that does avoid it is chayiv misa bidei shemayim, not chayiv koritz. Ve'ein chayiv chatos, ela al shigiges koritz.
So the child is, how many Yisurim is he over? Let's say he didn't bemaze it. So how many Yisurim will it be over? So, Rab Chiya said, he's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv al the Yisur Zoros. He's a Zor that's doing the Avoide. And he's also chayiv, he's a Mechalo Shabbos. And Bar Kapor said, Eini chayiv al achas. Kofatz Rabbi Chiya v'nishba. Now Rab Chiya went and made a shvua. Ha'avoide kach shamati mi Rabbi Shtayim. I heard klar from Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKodesh that a zor that does avoide in Shabbos is chayiv shtayim. Kofatz bar kapora v'nishba ha'avoide kach shamati mi Rabbi achas. I heard from Rabbi that you only chayiv one chayiv. So it seems the Gemara is going to explain this later, how this is possible that two Elach Yidin should hear from Rabbeinu HaKodesh the two contradictory statements. About Kaponim, Rab Chiya heard from Rabbi Yechayiv Shtayim, and Bar Kapora heard Yechayiv Achas. Hischel Rab Chiya Lodoy. Shabbos Lakel Nesra. Now, Rab Chiya started making a cheshbon. Shabbos is also for everyone. No one's permitted to shecht in Shabbos. Kshehutra b'migdosh. So when the Avo was speaking about a korban tzibur, kshehutra b'migdosh, when the Torah was matter to make shchita b'migdosh, let's say we're speaking about parshal kohen gadol, Eitzel Kahanim Hutra. So it was mutter for the Kahanim. The Torah was mater avoidus amigdish for Kahanim. Le Kahanim Hutra v'loy lezorim. So this is a heter for Kahanim. It's not a heter for Zorim. Is yesh kan mishum zor. So now a zor will do an avoide that's a shecht par shal kohen gadol. We'll do another avoide. We'll see as the sugya progresses. Yesh kan mishum zoros, v'yesh kan mishum Shabbos. So memele there are two isurim. So memele is chayiv shtayim. Hischil bar kapora lodin, Shabbos lakel nesra. Shabbos was nesra. Kshehutra b'migdosh utra. It's a very interesting svara. The Torah was matter these pa'ulas b'migdosh. Period. This is to shecht a korban. The Torah says there's no chilul Shabbos if a korban is being geshocht in the Beis Hamikdash. So there's no, it's mutter ein kan elazorus. This is only an isazorus. It's only chayiv one. One machloikis between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora. What does Rashi say? Me Rebbe Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Kshehutra b'migdosh hutra stam. So Bar Kapora says it became mutter. He says one is permitted this pe'ule shchitas chulen is chilul Shabbos. But shchitas korban is hutra stam. It's mutter. The pe'ule that is done is a pe'ula muteres. Hilkach ein kan elo mishum zoros. That's the svore of Bar Kapor. Case number two. Bar mum sheshimesh betumen. Yet a kohen. Case number two is speaking about a kohen that did an avoide. And there were two reasons why he shouldn't do the avoide. Number one is a bar mum. So bar mum cannot do avoide. And number two, he's Tome. Rab Chiya Oimer, Chayiv Shtayim. Bar Kapora Oimer, Ein Chayiv Elo Achas. Kofatz Rab Chiya V'nishba Ha'avoide, Kach Shemati Me Rebbe Shtayim. I heard from Rebbe, Yechayiv Shtayim. Als Bar Mum, and als Tome. Kofatz Bar Kapora V'nishba Ha'avoide, Kach Shemati Me Rebbe Achas. I heard from Rebbe, Yoni Chayiv One. Hischel Rab Chiya Lodin, Tume Lakel Nesro. that the tumah is one is not permitted to do an avoda b'tumah. She'utra b'migdosh eitzel kahanim t'mimim hutra. Now the Torah was matter tumah hutra b'tzibo. If roiv kahanim are t'mayim. So Eitzel Kahanim Tmimim Hutra. So the Torah was matter Kahanim who are bar avoide. So the Torah was matter for a koyin that's not a balmum to do the avoide. The Kahanim Tmimim Hutra v'loy lebalei mumim. But a balmum is bechlal not a bal avoide. So there's no heter to do avoide b'tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur. But that's only, the whole heter was only for tmimim, for a koyin who's a bar and avoide. A koyin who's not a bar avoide, some a mele, so there's an iser tumim. Is yeshkan mishum balei mumim, v'yeshkan mishum tumim. That's what Rabbi Chiya held. Hischil bal kapor lodein, tumim lakel nesro, abakshe utra b'migdosh utra. But the Torah was matter tumah b'migdosh. That means if it's a tumah hutra b'tzibur, so became hutra. Ein kan elo mishum balmum. So the only iser is he's a balmum that's doing avoide. So there's only one iser. What does Rashi say? Sheshimesh b'tumah b'kol ben tzibur koma. We're speaking about a korban tzibur. That means a korban yochid never was uta. But a korban tzibur, the Torah was matter tuma b'tzibur. Shedoicha hatume. V'chein zor sheshimesh b'shabbos. That we're speaking about a zor that in avoid in Shabbos. We're also speaking about a korban tzibur. A korban tzibur is doicha Shabbos. V'yeish kan mishum tume v'azorosay v'yinozru mikotshei b'nei Yisro v'yichalulu. There's an iser tume. According to Rabbi Chiya, there's an iser tume by a balmum. Eitzel t'mimim hutro d'ruyim l'avoid. T'mimim who are ba'alei avoide yafinim b'moyadoi afilo b'tume. So we learn out that there's that kol mitzibur is doiche tume. Second machlokes. Third machlokes. Zor she'ochal melike. We're back to a zor who ate melike. Melike so'if. Achata so'if. You make melike. And the kahanim eat it. Now, melike is not a maise shchite. The oif is being killed, not through shchite. Now, a zor, which we're speaking about, that a koyin made the melike, it's a kosher melike, but now a zor is eating the chatos oif. Rab Chiya oimer chayev shtayim. Bar kapor oimer in chayev ela achas. Now, what is the shtayim? The iser zoris. A zor is not allowed to eat kodesh. And there's an iser nevela. Kofetz Rab Chiya v'nishba havoide kach shamati me Rebbe shtayim. I heard from Rebbe Yechayev shtayim. If a zor ate from a malikas koyim. Kofetz bar kapore v'nishba havoide kach shamati me Rebbe yachas. I heard from Rebbe only chayev one chiyev. Hisril Rabbi Chiya Lodai, Nevela Lakel Nesro. There's an Hisril Nevela. Kshutra b'migdosh, that when it became Mutra b'migdosh, Eitzel Kaihanim Utra, so became Mutra for Kaihanim. Then by them, there's Lekahanim Utra, V'loyle Zorim. There's no Heter Nevela for Zorim. Is yeshkan mishum zoris, v'yeshkan mishum melike. So memela, now a zor is eating a chatos a oif after melike, So there's two Isurim. There's an Isur al Zor, that's eating Kodesh. A Zor is not permitted to eat Kodeshim. There's also an Isur of Nevela. Yisrael bar kapora lodoin nevela la keil nesro. Nevela is also for everyone. Shehutra b'migdash hutra. Ein kan elo mishum zoros. Let us see Rashi. Zor sheochal melikas hakehanim. A zor ate from an oif that the kahanim made melika on it. Chayiv shtayim mishum zorus u'mishum nevela. The korban hanechal kahanim zor ha'oichloi oiva mishum v'zor lo yoichol ki kodeshem. This is a law that a zor is not permitted to eat kodesh, korbonis. Plav haynu a zor de me'ile. This is not the hazore of me'ile. The chol sheyesh boi shas etel kahanim ain boi me'ile. That means after a koyin is permitted to eat it, there's no iso me'ile anymore, and now there's an iso zoris. And he says lekahanim hutra bechatos ha'oif. Achatos ha'oif was mutar lekahanim. Agav Uche, on this Gemara over here, I saw in the Shiuri of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, he brings the Asven the Araisa Kler Zashayla. What is Pshat in the Halacha that Kahanim are allowed to eat a oif after Malika? In the Asman the Reise clears a Chakira. You could understand this in two ways. You could say Malika is not a Maisa Shchita. So a Maisa it's a Nevela. And the Torah was matter this Nevela for Kehanim. Or you could say that Pshat is that for Kehanim it's considered a Maisa Shchita. That means that even though Malika is not a Maisa Shchita for an old Tziyurim, it is not an acceptable Maisa Shchita. So the Torah said, for Kahanim, it has a Torah's Maisa Shchita. For Kahanim, it gets a Torah's Maisa Shchita. There are a few Rayas, Ahin and Neher. He brings the Asman the Reise brings one raya from a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, brings a posik in Yecheskel that Kahanim are not permitted to eat nevela. So the Gemara asks Akasha, that's poshut Akain is not permitted to eat nevela. He's a yid is not permitted to eat nevela. Why does Yecheskel and Lavi have to tell us Akain is not permitted to eat nevela? So the Gemara says, Salke daitoch kivin shehutro b'malike. So I would think he's allowed to eat nevela. When he eats malike, he's also eating nevela. So I would think, so see, the Torah was matter nevela for Kahanim. So the mutter b'nevelas. I think he's allowed to eat all nevelas. It's kamash malon. No, this nevela, the Torah was matter. But b'chlal, he's muzer and he's on nevela. So from that Gemara, it would seem that Be'emes and Malika is a nevela, and it was mutter for them. And the finest from our Gemara also, it would seem like this, that Be'emes and it is a nevela. The Lashon of the Gemara would very much seem nevela la keil nesro. The veil is also for everyone. Shehutra b'migdosh, eitzel kahanim hutra. That the Loshna Gemara would seem that nevela was mutter for kahanim. This nevela is the Torah was matter nevela. This nevela the Torah was matter for kahanim. The kahanim hutra b'leil zorim. Al kaponim. So now we have here a twi machleikesen between Abchiye and Bar Kapore. The first was machleikes was a zor that did an avodah on Shabbos. The second machleikes was a bal mum that did an avodah betume. The third machleikes is a zor that ate malike. And in these three machleikesen, Rab Chiya holds that Yischayev Stein, Yischayev Alts. In the first case, Yischayev Alts, the Isser Zoris and the Isser Chilo Shabbos. In the second case, Yischayev by Balmum, Shadirin Avoyde Betumas, Yischayev Alts Balmum, Yischayev Alts Tume. And in the third case, Yischayev Alts Zor and Nevela. And in all these three cases, Bar Kapora holds, he's only Chayev Altsoros in the first case, he's only Chayev Altsbalmum in the second case, and he's only Chayev Altsoros in the third case, he's not Chayev Altsnevele, he's not Chayev Altstumid, not Chayev Altshabbos. And the Rehitis Loshen of our Gemara over here seems to be saying it's a very interesting machloikis. The Torah was matar chilul Shabbos b'migdash. The Torah was matar tume b'migdash tumotra b'tzibur. The Torah was matar nevele b'migdash. And now it seems the machloikis is this heter of chilul Shabbos. Was it only for kahanim, afilu fazorim? The heter from Tume, was it only for Tamimim, or afilu for Balimumim? And the heter Nevela, was it for Kahanim, or afilu for Zorim? That's how the Rehitis Loshna Gemara, that was the machloikis between Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora. That's Andaf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. Now the Gemara asks Akashe, B'mai Kamiflegi, what's the machloikis? So, we just heard that's the machlokes. So, Taisvis and the Taisvis Yeshonim on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mai the Komak Shehutra Ein Ze Iker Tam. The machlokes cannot be based on this Tam. The Efshel Loimer Bishneit Stodim. That means there's no hachra to say one way or the other. So it seems, this is not the Iker Tam. The Iker Tam must be another Tam. So now we have to find another way how to explain the Machloikis. So the Gemara says, Be'isar Koilo Va'alibe de Rabbi Yosi. The Machloikis, Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora is, does Rabbi Yosi hold Isser Koilu? Like this is a klal in Isser Chal al Isser. And now the Shaila is, Be Isser Koilu, does Rabbi Yosi hold Isser Chal al Isser? Rab Chiya Sova Rabbi Yosi Be Isser Koilu Mechayev Tarti. That Rabbi Yosi holds, if the second Isser that was Chal is an Isser Koilo, we'll see as the sugya progresses exactly where it is an Isser Koilo, how it is an Isser Koilo. Bar Kapora Sova Leimachayev Elochod. You're only Chayev on the first Isser, according to Rabbi Yosi. You're not Chayev on the second Isser, even though it is an Isser Koilo. Let's go a little further. Umay Isser Koilo Ikehoche. Where is there an Isser Koilo? So the Gemara says, the first two cases, I understand it very well. Bishloime Zo. By Azo, I understand that there's an Isser Koilo over here. Meikore Shori Bimoloche. Va'osa Bavoid. Let's say, Azo, during the week. During the week, there's an Isser, he's not allowed to do an Avoide. Azor is also to do Avoide. let's say we're talking about Shechita. A Zor is allowed to shecht a behemoth in during the week. A behemoth chun is allowed to shecht. Shori b'moloche, the ma'ase Shechita is permissible. But also b'avoida, but he's not allowed to shecht a parsha yom kippurim. He's not allowed to do avoida. A Zor is also b'avoida. He says moloche is mutter, and avoida is also. Osiyelo Shabbos. Now it comes Shabbos. So now umigu de komitzer b'meloche. Now he became also to shecht behemes chulin. Is mitzer nami ba'avoide. So now he's also ba'avoide also. So that means this korban that during the week it was only osir al tzoris. There wasn't any other issa. Now that it comes Shabbos, so Shabbos is an Issa Koilo. Because of Shabbos, he's not allowed to shecht, not only Kabonis, he's not allowed to shecht Behemis Chulun also on Shabbos. So now, the Issa Shabbos is Chal on the Issa Avoide Bezoris, Alts Koilo. Migu, he's not allowed to shecht Afilu Behemis Chulun. So he's not allowed to shecht a behemoth kodesh. So memela, that is an isa kailu. Now let's just go to the second case. Balmum. The Gemara says the same thing is by Balmum. Me ikore shori ba'achile. A koyin Balmum is permitted to eat kochim. But also ba'avoide. But he's not allowed to do avoide. So Memele, before he became Tomei, there was a Heter Achille, and there was an Iser Avoide. Itmele, now he became Tomei. So now we want to answer that he's not permitted to do the Avoide because he's Tomei. There's an Iser for Tomei to do the Avoide. Is, but it's a nisa chalalisa, is migu deko mitzer ba'achile mitzer nami ba'avoide. But now the iser tume created an iser achila on him. So just like he's also ba'achilas kodesh because he's now tome, so the shebichal an iser an avoide also because he's tome. And we had Taisvis and Aflamet Beis Amet Beis. Taisvis says that it's all one shame. Achilles Kodesh is called Kreve. Asheikra Mikol Zarachem to eat Petume. And Akrov is also called Kreve. Ish Ashe Baimum Layigash Lahakriv Lechem. So just like the Tume created an Issa Kreve Legabi Achille, it should create an Issa Kreve Legabi Avoide. So we have here two cases that we're clearing this Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara is elaborating a little what the Machloikis Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapore is. Now it's Goranaya Machloikis. The machloikis is, does Rabbi Yossi hold of Issa Koilu? Like this is a klal, ein Issa chalal Issa. But if the second Issa is an Issa Koilu, the Issa was Koilu, other, was mechadish Isurim and other chafeitzim, so memela, so since the Issa Shabbos was chal on other chafeitzim, since the Issa Tume was chal on Achilas Kodesh, so memela, migu it is chal on that, it is chal on an avoida also. So a zor sheshimesh b'Shabbos, it should be chayev also al Shabbos. In a balmum sheshimesh b'tume, it should be chayev al Tume also, al Tzaklau, that Issa chalal Issa b'koilu. Let us see Rashi. Be Issa koilu, לקמי מפורש מי איסה קוילו איקה. ועליבי דרב יויסי, דאומר בשאר איסורים איסה חל על איסה על ידי מיגו, we see that רב יויסי holds als מיגו, we say איסה חל על איסה, do we say this מיגו of קוילו? באיסה קוילו מחייב תרתי. So Rab Chiya holds that Rab Yosi will be mechayev two isurim if the second isur is an isur koil. Now where do we see that Rab Yosi holds isur koil? The Ktoni we had learned, we mentioned this in the beginning of this year, that Rab Yosi said if a person is boil an eishes ach, who is also Achais Ishtai. His brother married her, so she's an Eishes Ach. He married her sister, so she's an Achais Isha. Diktoni, we learned that Rabbi Yosi said, Chayiv Mishum Eishes Ach, and Mishum Achais Isha. He's Chayiv Otz Eishes Ach, and Achais Isha. Afilu Noso Meis, Afilu first the brother married her, so she first became an Eishes Ach. Then he married her sister, and then she became an Achais Isha. The Leke Isel Moisif Bahai Basro, that means that when he married the sister, there's no Isel Moisif, there was no Isel that was Nitoisif in the Eishes Ach. Ela Issa Kailu, but there is an Issa Kailu. Migo de Mitza Bekulu Achboso, Migo, he became Osa and all the sisters, Kailu Gamezu Imoa. That is what Rab Chiya holds, that Rab Yosi holds Issa Kailu. And Bar Kapora says, no. He does not hold Issa Koilu. So therefore, if she first was an Eishes Och, and then she became an Achais Isha, she will not be Chayiv Shtayim. V'chi Chayivei Rab Yosi Tarti, I, Rab Yosi, said Chayiv Shtayim. What is Pshadet Bar Kapora or Pshat and Rab Yosi? Rab Yosi says Chayiv Shtayim. B'noso Chay, Va'acharkach nosameis. Rabbi Yosi was only chayiv shtayim if first she became an achis isha, and then she became an eishes och. The isa moisifu, that means when she became an eishes och, so this woman who was previously an achis isha became also als eishes och to the other brothers. So the shame Eishes Och was chal in her already, legabi the other brothers. So Memela we say, so since the shame Eishes Och was nitoisif on her, when one brother married her, legabi the other brothers, so it's nitoisif legabi Baal Achoiso. So that's called a nisa moisif. So Bar Kapora says Rab Yosi only holds Issa Moisef, but he does not hold Issa Koilu. Issa Moisef is better than Issa Koilu because Issa Moisef, the shame was already chal in her. The shame Eshesoch was chal in her. The Gabi, the other brothers, Issa Koilu, the shame Achasisha was never chal in her. It was only chal and her sisters. So that already is a bigger chiddush to say, migu it's chal and the sisters, it's chal agabi her also. So that is the machloikis Bar Kapore and Rab Chiya. What does Rab Yosi hold be'issa koilu? Boho diktoni Rab Shimon Omer, einei chayiv elo mishum eishes och. So Rashi asks Amoyodike Kasha. There's a machloikis, that's what we had mentioned at the beginning of the shir, there's a machloikis Rab Shimon and Rab Yosi. Rab Shimon says, you're only chayiv al Achis Isha. You're only chayiv al Eishes Och. And Rab Yosi says, chayiv shtayim. Now, the case that Reb Shimon says she only chayav al tzeishes och means that she first became an eishes och, and then she became an achis isha. And that, Reb Shimon says, is only chayav al tzeishes och, and that Rabbi Yossi says chayav shtayim. So you see, klo that Rabbi Yossi holds isa kailu, that the isa achis isha is chal on the isa eishes och. The Kimno, we said pshat, that Rab Shimon is, that says Yechayv al Tzeishes Och, benosa meis vachakach noso chay, that first she became an Eishes Och, and then she became an Achis Isha. Rab Chiyah Tonilo, Rab Chiyah learned this, that Rab Shimon said Yechayv al Tzeishes Och, and Rabbi Yossi says Chayv Shtayim, Bakapore loy Tonilo. That means, Bakapora never had such a beraisa that Rab Shimon said Yechayev al Tzeishes Och, and Rabbi Yossi said Chayev Shtayim. Bakapora only had a beraisa that says as follows: Rab Shimon said Yechayev al Achis Isha, and Rabbi Yossi said Yechayev Shtayim. No, that's good. If she was first an Achis Isha, so then, the Rabbi Yossi holds Yechayev Shtayim, because Eishes Och is an Isser Moisif on Achis Isha. But the other way around, that Achis Isha is only an Isser Koilul on Eishes Och, so he wasn't Goyres that Rab Shimon says Yechayev holds Eishes Och, and Rabbi Yossi holds Yechayev Shtayim. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to explain, that's in the case on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where either she first became an Eishesoch and then an Achisisho, first an Achisisho and then an Eishesoch. But let's get down to our case. So our case, we have here the first two cases we can understand the Machlokes. The first case was a Zor that did an Avoide in Shabbos. So Meikore Koidim Shabbos Zu. Before Shabbos, he was also to do avoide al zoris. So there was an iser avoide al zoris. Migu de mitzere bimeloche. Now it comes Shabbos. So now we're clearing, there's a new iser to do the avoide al schilo Shabbos. So Rab Chiya said that Rab Yossi holds, migu de mitzere bimeloche mishum Shabbos. Now he's not allowed to shecht. Now he's not allowed to make a ktore on a behemoth chulon out Shabbos. Koilul eso avoide bechlal ha'isa. So now avoide becomes also al Shabbos. Migu, you're not allowed to shecht other behemoths on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shecht a behemoth kochim on Shabbos. Now it's also to shecht a behem al Shabbos. This is not an Issa Moisif. Shabbos is not an Issa Moisif. Shaloini toisif Issa ala chatiche. That means if Shabbos would have been chal an avoide, then now when it became Shabbos, so kahanim are not allowed to do the avoide if that would be the case. So then we'll say, so Migu Shabbos is Chal Legabi Kahanim, it's Chal Legabi Zorim. But it's not true. Shloini Toisef Iser Alachaticha Da'ainu Avoide. V'heichi Domi Moisef. Now Rashi says, what would be an Iser Moisef theoretically? Kigoy. Ihave Motzina Lemei Mehoche. Avoide Mi'ikore Oso Lezorim Umuteres Lekahanim. That means, Anissa Moisev would have been as follows. By Avoide is before, during the week, it's, Azor is now to do Avoide. A Kain is permitted to do Avoide. Havalei Shabbos, now it became Shabbos. Migu di Toisif alo Issa legabi Kahanim. So if Kahanim would be also to do Avoide on Shabbos, By a korban tzibbutz, I say, migu, now this avoide became also to kahanim. The Issur Shabbos was chal legabi kahanim. Mishum Shabbos, itoisef nami legabi didei mishum Shabbos. That would be considered an Issur Moisef. That means the avoide gufi became also al Shabbos for kahanim. So say Migu became also for Kahanim, it became also for Zorim. Abavach elek lemei mahochi. Tamishim Shabbos le mitzvari Kahanim. That's not true, because Shabbos is not also for Kahanim to do avoid it. So memele, so the Isser Shabbos on a Zor only works with Koilu. That Migo, now the Zor is not permitted to Shecht other Behemoths, he's not permitted to Shecht and Shabbos. Shori ba'achile, now the Gemara wanted to say a second machlekes. If a Balmum, a Koyin Balmum, became Tomei. So, before Alts Balmum, he was also to do Aveide. And he was permitted to eat Kotchim. Now he became Tomei. Shari Bachila Bekotchim, Rusibina Kotchim Yoichal, a Balmum is permitted to eat Kodesh. Migu de Mitzar Ba'achila Mishum Tume. Chayil Nami Shem Tuma Ala Avoide. So just like he became also, the Tume created an Issa Achilas Kodesh. So Migu Yitzchal an Achilas Kodesh, Yitzchal an Avoide. This is the two cases of Issa Koilu. We have Issa Koilu by Tume, and we have Issa Koilu we have Issa Koilu Shabbos and an Avoida to Azor. We have an Issa Koilu Tume Lagabi Akoyim Balmum. So the Gemara says, so these two cases we can understand. But the third case, Ella Malike, we hear here Amachloikis, if Azor ate Achatas Ha'oif, so there's two Isurim, there's an Isser Alts Zoris, and there's an Isser Alts Nevela. So the Gemara asks, Ella Malike, Bebas Achas, he de Mashkachas Lo. Malike, both of these surim are chal bebas achas. We'll see in Rashi that as soon as the Isser Zorus is chal, kozman, it's also lekahanim, there's an Isser Me'ila. So it's also to everyone. The minute it becomes mutter lekahanim, then the Isser Zorus, and it becomes mutter lekahanim, Rashi says after Malike it becomes mutter lekahanim. There's a problem, you need this Rika also, but let's not talk about that problem. But Rashi says that after Malike, it becomes Mutter Lekahanim. When it becomes Mutter Lekahanim, then it becomes Asa Lezorim. So after the Malike, it becomes Mutter Lekahanim. Then it's Chal the Isser Zorus, and then it's an Nevela. So the Isser Zorus and the Isser Nevela is Chal Bebas Achas. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara is Sakasha Ella Malike Bebas Achas he the Mashkachas Lo. How could you tell me the Machloikis Bar Kapore and Rapriye is in Issa Koilu? The Machloikis is not, by the first two cases, you're right. Shabbos is an Issa Koilu. Tume is an Issa Koilu. But Nevele is not an Issa Koilu. Nevele and Zoris are chal bebasachas. As soon as he's meilik tachatas hoi, then is chal an iser Zoris, then is chal an iser Nevele, so it's an iser basachas. Basachas he de mashkachas lo, bisa koilo loy mashkachas lo. So memele, so what is the machloikis here? You just told me the machloikis, Rabchi and Bar Kapores, and Rabbi Yossi all this koilo. Fine. The first two cases is an Issa Koilu, Shabbos is a Koilu, Tum is a Koilu, fine. But the third case, that there's a Machloikis by Zor, She'ochel, Malike, here there's no Issa Koilu, it's an Issa Babasachas. So what's the Machloikis over here? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Migu Ela Malike Koilo Loimashkachaslo. The Bishas Malike, the minute the Koyin made Malika and the Chatasoi, Chayli Tovai. So now there's an Isser Zorus and there's an Isser Nevel. So Rashi explains, the Chosman Shaloinim Lika, before the Malika, Hoya Oleho Isser Meile. There was an Issa als Mila. No one was permitted to eat it. Kahanim were also also to eat it before the Malika. Issa da Zoras Mila, the Bach says. Blazeo Issa Zoras Omer Bekorben. This is not an Issa Zoras. The Issa Zoros is Chal Shenita Lachilas Kahanim. The Issa Zoros is Chal when it becomes Mutter for Kahanim to eat, then the Zadin Kahanim are permitted and Zorim are also. So as soon as they made Malik and the Chatasoi, Veniris Likaihanim, and it became Roy Likaihanim, Pokamino Isser Azoras Mila, now there's no Isser, that means Kozman was also Alts Mila finished, it was also Alts Mila. So, now, the minute, so it's also Alts Mila, that's this. The minute they made Malik, so the Isser Mila fell off, Bechayil olei iser zoris, the zor lo yoichal. A zor is not permitted to eat it. The iser malike, and it's a nevela. The iser basachas. So if the machloikis is an iser kailo, so how do we explain the third machloikis between Rabchiye and Bar Kapor? That is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Elo komiflegi be'issa be'basachas. Also the Gemara says, you're right. The machloikis, Rabchiye and Bar Kapore is not by Issa Koilu. The machloikis is be'issa be'basachas. What is the din if two isurim achal be'basachas? Va'alibe de Rabbi Yosi. And again, alibe de Rabbi Yosi. What does Rabbi Yosi hold by an Issa Basachas? Rabchiye Sova Rabbi Yosi be Issa Basachas Machayev Tarti. Rabchiye says by an Issa Basachas Machayev Tarti. Ubar Kapore Sova Loi Machayev Elochodo. In your only Chayev, only one. Now, Tosfos explains, how do we understand this? By an Issa Bas Achas, you should be Chayiv one. Which one? Which one are you Chayiv? So Tosfos says, the more Chomodika one. If you have two Isurim, and one Issa is more Chomod than the other, so that Issa is Chal. And the other Issa is not Chal. That's the machloikis, and Rab Chiya says, no, both achal, since it's basachas, both achal. So now, so that's the machloikis by Zor, Sheochal Malike, so we have to say that's the machloikis also by Zor, Sheshimish Beshabis, and Balmum, Sheshimish Betume. So the Gemara asks, as follows. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisi, B'Issa Basachas, B'chayv Tati, B'akapor Sabole, M'chayv Alachod, B'hoche Ma'issa Basachas, asks, where do you have an Issa Basachas, Zor Sheshimish B'Shabbos? Where do you have an Issa Basachas, by a Balmum Sheshimish B'Tumen? So the Gemara says as follows. Zor Sheshimish B'Shabbos, Kigoyin, the icy shtei saris b'Shabbos. That means a Yisroel became a godel in Shabbos. That means before Shabbos, there's no iser to do avoide. There's no iser to be mechalo Shabbos. He's a cotton. A cotton is part of mina mitzvahs. As soon as he became Shabbos, so now tayag mitzvahs were chal on him. So now in Shabbos, the avoide, to do avoide in Shabbos, So it's chalba basachas. He's not allowed to do avoida because he's a zo. He's not allowed to do avoida because it's Shabbos. So the iser Shabbos and the iser zoros was chalba basachas. If it would become a godl b'chol, so the iser zoros was chal before the iser Shabbos. But since he became a godl in Shabbos, so both isurim are chalba basachas. Zo sheshimesh b'Shabbos, kein da'aisi ishtei saris b'Shabbos, da'havilu zoris b'Shabbos b'hadi yadodi. So yev zoris in Shabbos b'hadi yadodi. Balmum nami, the same thing, kegoin da'aisi ishtei saris v'itmele. That means he was a balmum, he was tomei, and he was a cotton. Then he came... Then he became, so he's a koyim balmum, he's tome, and now he became a godel. So the minute he became a godel, so he's not allowed to do the avoide because of two reasons. He's a balmum, and he's tome. So it's chalba basachas. Inami. Shechotach etzboi b'sakin tmei. Or here the Gemara wants to say, I'll tell you another case. That he cut his finger with a sakin tmei, and he became a balmum and a tmei b'basachas. Now, when we look at this Gemara, we have a Meir de Kekashe. He didn't become a balmum and a tmei b'basachas. If he cut off a finger, so l'chayre, the second touched his finger, it became tome. Then the second penetrated further, so then he became a balmum. So he became a balmum after he became tome. The Gemara says it's babas achas. So let us see Teisvis. So the bottom Teisvis says, etzboi b'sakin tome. So Teisvis says, shahoyse etzboi chatuche ad mashehu ha'achrim. It was mamish, it was hanging on a hair. D'chshenoga boy ha'sakin, and when he touched the sakin, nitmo v'nase balmum. So that means that just a touch of the sakin cut off the fingers, it became a balmum, and tomei bebas achas. Now, Agabuch, we have a moiradike chiddish from Teisvis, that if a finger is hanging on a hair, he's not a balmum. That's what we see from that. That's a Meir de Kechidish from Taisvus. So he becomes a balmum when it's cut off. And this can come bebasachas. There's a beautiful kasha. That the Marshal asks, he says, the Gemara wants to find out a case that Tumeh and Balmum came by Basachas. So the Marshal says, I have a beautiful case. What's the case? He was Tumeh first, and he was allowed to do the Avoide, because he wasn't a Balmum. So there was no isatumane. So then he became a balmum. Now when he became a balmum, so now he's not roy to do the avoid anymore. He's a balmum. So the isel tume and the isel balmum came with basachas. So the marshal is to have a case. The Gemara is trying to find a case that a tume in a balmum came by basachas. So he says, I have a case. That first he was not a balmum. He was tume. So there was no issa to do avoide betume, because tume hutcha betzibo. And then when he became a balmum, so by becoming a balmum, now he's not going to do the avoide. So now, There's two isurim on him. There's an issa alts tome, and there's an issa alts balmum, and this came by basachas. So, the Marshal answers that tume tchuya betzibo. The Gemara holds not tume hutcha betzibo, tume tchuya betzibo. Rab Nochem brings from Rab Chaim Oizer, Rab Chaim Oizer said pshat in the marshal, that since tume tchuya betzibo, so means the issa tume was here from before. Tuma hutra betzibo means before there was no iser tume. Now he became a balmum, so babasachas, now there's an iser tume, and now there's an iser balmum. But if you hold tume tchuya betzibo, so that means before there was also an iser tume. But the tchuya, we're doiched iser, there's an iser, and we're doiched letzoyach avoid. But it's considered that an iser tume is here already. No, we're doiched. So now that it becomes a balmum, so balmum did not come with basachas, the issa tuma was here before already. No, before we were doiched the issa. Not there wasn't an issa. There was an issa, we're doiched the issa. Now it became a balmum, so now we won't be doiched the issa, but the issa tuma was here from before. That's a Rab Chaim Oizer is mevayer, what the mashal answers. Al koponim, we have, we're up to now, that the Gemara is saying as follows. That a new pshat in the Machloikis, Rab Chiya and Bar Kapore, in these three shailas, there's a Machloikis, according to Rab Yossi, does Rab Yossi hold Issa Chal al Issa Bebasachas, in the Gemara, tells us that a zol she'ochal melike is an issa basachas, a cotton shenizgadol, a cotton Yisroel, a zol that became nizgadol b'Shabbos, so now in Shabbos it's chal on him b'basachas, the issa zolus and the issa Shabbos, or a cotton that was a balmum and was tomei became nisgadol. So when he becomes a godol, so there's a chal on him bebas achas, the iser avoide als balmum, and this iser avoide als tomei. And Rab Chiya holds, Rab Yossi holds iser bas achas, and Bar Kapora holds, Rab Yossi does not hold Issa Chal al Issa Babasacha, so the most chomodike Issa is Chal, and the weaker Issa is not Chal. Frekte Gemore, now we have to understand, we have here a very interesting machloikis, besides the longest of the machloikis, If they hold Issa Basachas, the Rabbi Yossi holds Issa Basachas, doesn't hold Issa Basachas. But Rab Chiya and Bar Kapore both said a shvue that Rabbi said like them. So we have to try to figure out how this is possible. That Rab Chiya heard from Rabbi that Yechayev Shtayim, and Bar Kapora heard from Rabbi Yechai Vachas, and everything stems. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime l'Rab Chiya. According to Rab Chiya, Rab Chiya understood everything what was happening. Ki esnaya l'didei alibe de Rab Yossi. He heard from Rabbi that Yechai Vashtayim, and Rabbi was speaking according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi said according to Rabbi Yossi, Yechayev Shtayim, that means that you say, Issa Chalalisa Bebasachas. Ki Isnaya LeBar Kapore, when he was telling Bar Kapore, Yechayev Achas, Alibed Rab Shimon, that was the Maise. That means that's Klor, Bar Kapore heard from Rabbi Yechayev Achas. But there's one thing he missed out, according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, Yechayev Achas. Rab Chiya heard from Rabbi Yechayev Shtayim, that was according to Rabbi Yossi. So we understand, Bar Kapore could swear he heard from Rabbi Yachas, and Rab Chiya could swear Yechayev Shtayim, and everything stems. Elo le Bar Kapore, but according to Bar Kapore holds that he heard from Rabbi Yossi, Chayev Achas, according to Rabbi Yossi. He heard from Rabbi, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Chayev Achas. אלו בר כפורה, רב חייה שקורי כל משקר, בר כפורה, how does בר כפורה understand רב חייה? רב חייה swore he heard from רב יוסי, יחייב שתיים. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, בישלוים לרב חייה מוצי לוק מגמורי, רב חייה could set ein what he had learned, who the Bar Kapora, what Bar Kapora had learned, Tochi. Ki is nae Rebbe Ledidei, ke Rabbi Yoisi, ule Bar Kapora, ke Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe told him, Chayef Stein, and Rebbe was speaking according to Rabbi Yoisi. Rebbe told Bar Kapora, Chayef Achas, he's speaking according to Rabbi Shimon. U Bar Kapora, who did to, and Bar Kapora made a mistake, v'sova the Rebbe, alibi the Rabbi Yoisi is nae. And he holds that Rebbe is a libid Rabbi Yosi. El le bar kapora de oma. Rebbe a libid Rabbi Yosi is naya kula, but according to bar kapora, that he's under the impression that Rebbe told him that if you according to Rabbi Yosi, yoni chai bachas, im kein a libid de man is naya rabchiya chumre. So how could rabchiya hear from Rebbe that yechai b'shtayim? Bechila bar kapore shkuri meshaker rabchi. Do you think that bar kapore holds that rabchi is saying a lie? Do la yisnaya rabbi mechayiv shtayim? That rabbi never said chayiv shtayim? So this ukimta that we said is a doesn't stim. I mean, we have to, in order for it to stim, everything has to stim. And here we have a problem. How could Bar Kapore, according to Bar Kapore, what did Rebbe tell Rabbi Chiya? If Bar Kapore holds that according to Rabbi Yosi, you only chai vachas. Elo. So the Gemara says, we have to say a different pshat in the machloikis, Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapore. Ela komifligi beiser bas achas, des amachloikis beiser bas achas, vaalibe der Rab Shimon. Oh, that's the machloikis. The machloikis Rab Chiya and Bar Kapore is, what does Rab Shimon hold by Nisse bas achas? Oh, so now everything is very good. Bar Kapore held, he heard from Rabbi that Rab Shimon holds Yechayev Achas. Rab Chiya heard Chayev Shtayim, sure. Rabbi was speaking about, according to Rabbi Yosef, Yechayev Shtayim. Rab Chiya made a mistake. That's how Bar Kapore understood this difference of opinion. Rab Chiya says no. Rab Chiya says no, that he heard from Rebbe, that afilu according to Rab Shimon, Yechayev Shtayim. But then we're going to have a problem. So how does Rab Chiya understand Bar Kapore though? So where did Bar Kapore hear Chayev Achas? The Gemara is going to ask this soon. But let us see Rashi. Va'alibe der Rab Shimon, v'ochi koma Rab Chiya, Af al gav de polig Rab Shimon, even though Rab Shimon is choylik on Rab Yosi, and Rab Shimon holds, ein isachala isa pote hanimili bekoilo, he holds ein isachala lis, avu basachas moide, hoyil vuloi kodem chad lechadri, so they both achal bebasachas, so memele bebasachas, Bultacha, Ubal Kapora Oma, Babas Achas, Nami Polig Rab Shimon. Niol Joni Chayev Achas. Now let's go further. Zok the Gemara. So now that's the Akimte. The Machloikis, Rab Chiya and Bar Kapora is, what does Rab Shimon hold by Shtei Isurim Shecholim Babas Achas? Rab Chiya says Rab Shimon holds Chayev Shtayim, and Bar Kapora says Chayev Achas. So the Gemara says further, Bishloima l'Rab Chiya, כמשתבה לפוקי לרב שמעון מחזקאל. More as one cautious fellow. Why did Rab Chiya hold it necessary to swear? That means, because he's saying a chiddush. We know Rab Shimon holds an issa halalissa. So now Rab Chiya is saying, but I heard Rab Shimon holds by issa babasachas issa halalissa. So he's saying a chiddush that even though We assumed Rab Shimon holds ein issach alisa, but Basach is holds yet issach alalisa. So that's why he swore, because he's saying a big chiddush ali b'da Rab Shimon. Elele bal kapore lom alei lishtabuyi. But according to bal kapore, why did Rab kapore find it necessary to swear? We know Rab Shimon holds ein issach alalisa. So he's saying a filo Basach. So he's not saying a chiddush. He's saying Rab Shimon holds ein issach alalisa. So why did Bar Kapora hold it necessary to swear to prove his point? Kasha. Moshe, that's a kasha. Let us see Rashi. Lafuki la Rab Shimon Mecheske. That Rab Chiya had to swear because he's saying that Rab Shimon We had always assumed that Rab Shimon holds an issach halalisa lekula. Vishtabel lo Rab Chida basachas moide, basachas Rab Shimon is moide. So the Gemara says on this, kasher.